So hata sisi kama si watatu, kama tumewahi kutengenezea episode na ikakubamba.
Kufata matajiri, marubani na madakitali, na malenga wenye mashairi, wengi waja kwako kisiri, mradi wanitie dosari, jiepushe hao ni hatari, wala hawatutaki mazuri.
A long hiatus, the boys are back. Welcome to this episode of the Sisi Watatu podcast with myself, Lee Mwangi, and my guys.
Master Ugwe, man like Okeze, Richard Okenye, Richard _ Okenye.
Of course, the underpaid, underappreciated artist, Eshikimoto in the building, was a...
Umse haiku underpaid, umse. Unajua tisho za Jesse zinagoingi for how much?
Stay humble, bro.
Underpaid. Umse anauzianga mzoni drama queen tisho na anasema haiku underpaid.
Mse, ya mango ziko dry bana. Jesse anatupea screenshots zake za venye mzoni drama queen. Badhi, ala mzoni drama queen. Jaa, sikizanga podcast na tunamchomea hapa.
Jesse anasema ako underpaid, alikataa kudeliveria Antonio Sol nini?
Tisho
alikuwa
akabeba Ruto na Wilbaro bana. Mimi sina.
Alikuwa anadai kushoot ngoma ya video yake na tisho za Tomboya, the betrayal of Tomboya. Jesse, because he's too busy and he's got so much to handle. Alikataa kudeliver mse. Tungekuwa employees mimi ningekuwa underpaid mtaa sasa.
Kwani nadhani mimi nani ananilipa Okeze?
Eh mse, hizo ma traffic lights unadunga kwani ni za hacks gani? Hai, Lee anaendanga F1 mzee. Unajua so we ain't the same.
We kuenda. Umesikia hapo F1 unalipa watu kuenda.
Exactly. Watu wanalipa kuenda F1. That's worse. And now that we are there, I think sasa ni vizuri tuongele dictating.
Hey shit. By the just to be clear, that wasn't big beating, man.
Maybe it was, bro. Maybe it
was.
Maybe.
I'm a stroke you less.
No kugeria mani, ya.
There he goes again. And another one. Another stroke.
Kugeria mani. Ah, so... when it comes to dick beating, I think us men don't know how to relate with one another. Like, to what extent are you allowed to speak about your achievements or accomplishments before it starts becoming too much? Stuff kayo yani, yeah?
So like, if you're chilling with people, na you like do uanza kusema venye we ni mzito, we ni msani ka Jesse. Ama kuna umeingia Facebook internship, basically a walking LinkedIn.
A walking LinkedIn, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So mimi personally, acha tu nianze this time. I think kuna a level of dick beating iko allowed, like ile ka ni kubuild rapport tuseme. As in lazima, of course, we establish rapport, especially if like you're meeting people for the first time and it's somewhere where like the only thing you can like kwezi anza kubongesha si washo venye like washo venye jana sijui ulikuwa sherehe na si mahali, like lazima ukuwe na some little of beating of the the penile matter. So lazima ubonge a few of accolades. Like hadi Michael Jordan, he will beat kiasi. Yeye usema mwenye ako na rings kina LeBron, hadi Drake ubeat mdogo yake. Hadi Kanye.
What are beating him jewels? Lakini
also beat him jewels. Hadi kina Eminem, like all the greats, hadi Obama, like
ukienda place wase wako too familiar with you, uta beat him jewels, but sasa beat it. Tunapiga setting A, tuingie kwa bar alafu unaanza kwa show by the Johnny Megate job offer fulani mad, nitakuwa na raking $75,000 a month bro. So hapa hivi alafu the next day nimeitwa pale a project itakuwa inatakia in $25,000 a month. Alafu unajua very well that your friends, well si semi ati wako chini, but pia wanaweza kukosa kuwa wana match up to the same. So at what point does stating like opportunity that come your way become dick beating? Cause unajua pia kaka kuna wasi wengine, unajua msee mkiwa wasi watatu mnachapiana hiyo stuff ni different from kuna wasi wengine wako kwa hiyo mix, yani there are other stakes, there are other people who might catch onto that conversation of where ah this guy is obviously doing better than his friends, and when I get stuff kayo kaza kuna some undertones that are a bit and pure hapo. So
JCJ brag around for a second just for the sake of it.
I feel like I have to put a disclaimer that I am like nimetoka kupigana na mtu like a dick beater bale. So podcast listeners, I am in a very emotional mood. But yes, if it's not relevant to the conversation, if you're not uplifting your mates or the people around you or giving them a chance to, like, you know, express themselves, then I don't see any reason.
But just you're an artist. I know you've met people, isn't? Have you in a situation where the first thing you did was like, yo, I'm an artist, check out my stuff. At what point do you determine like hiyo ilikuwa mimi kuwa show at yangu na hiyo ilikuwa mimi ku show mjols yangu venye mimi ni powerful and I have this and this going on with myself?
That's a good question. I don't, let's Lee, what do you think?
No, me personally, I think interactions with friends should be everything but debating. Like, we've just met to get lit and tell me what was fucked up about your day and what you look forward to or not, what to lift you up. Nothing about, well, like, we leave all our stuff behind. No matter what you are, you just come to appreciate each other's company. So I find that interactions are very toxic because Labda mse na look forward to meeting you because you are the only source of, you know, consolation that, and I look forward to meeting you because unamuofa some sort of humor, ama unamjenga, ama tu, anapenanga tu kukubongesha because of how your insights look. Then you're here telling them of how, ah man, this is what's happening for me, this is what's happening for me, here's what I'm gonna do. Man, it's taking away from the essence of interaction.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that we were talking about with you guys, Jana, was like, you know, boundaries. It's very important to set boundaries. Like, you attract the kind of energy you want in your space, especially when it comes to the, you know, the people who, you know, like, if you have a friend who is constant, or I don't even if you call them a friend, because I don't think friends dick beat over other friends.
They don't.
Yeah, I think the only person you are allowed to flex legally over is your ex, bro.
Hey. Sharia. Yo, I endorse this message.
No, I actually don't.
Just a commercial message.
Lee, you've never flexed on your ex. Never flexed on your ex.
I actually... Lee, first of all, I don't talk to my exes, so there is no chance to flex or them to flex. I do not do that. It's very toxic behavior. And I'm not trying to be politically correct. It's tongeni bana. It happened.
But sasa, which ambao ni staff ingine pia sasa, the other question was like, is there a fake brag? Like, are people mostly fake dick beating or enyewe wasewa kuna hizo staff wanabongea? Because... Because, you know, like most of the times nasikia msee anabonga tu mastaff zake, my achievements, nini nini, this and that, this and that. And then, you know, turns out another Wilkins just walking around. So, I don't know, because Jason Dalikom and NBA, he has experienced one of those people. But...
Ah, fam. Now, I have a story, and I will tell it in detail. Man, I was over the weekend, man. Over the weekend, I went out with a bunch of friends. I wouldn't even call them friends. I needed to understand, like, these are people that I invited. I'm trying to be hospitable towards. Mm-hmm. And you realize, when you realize that, like, fun, man them only has, like, one or two real friends in this world. Because your guy friends, high key, be out here trying to screw your women, trying to screw your exes.
Ooh. You all have women, that's crazy.
You're all getting women?
Fun, it's... today, I just feel like this week has just been like dodging those knives in the box.
No, wait, pull up. Your friends, or okay, not your friends, you said at this point, your people that you went out with during the weekend want to have something with the women you're with.
You know, like, fam, like, why else would you keep on bringing up, like,
your friends?
My ex. Why would these people that I am with, I think at this point we can call them other restaurant customers.
Associates. Distant associates.
Yeah. Like, fam, like, what do you want from me? Like, when you want to know how she lives, what she likes to eat, like, do you need advice? What can you need?
So I think this is also, like, the question Amber Lee had asked earlier that we talk about, as in, at what point does, even generally, not even for your ex, like, at what point does, if your boy cancels someone, a girl or a human or a friend, do you also cancel them?
Number one, if they've slept
with them. If they've slept with
them, bro, don't get in between. don't try and...
That includes for boys too, isn't it?
Yeah, just don't try and become comfortable. Don't try and have sexual relations with people that your male friends have had sexual relations with.
Yeah, John, Mimi, I have been with JC in a sitting where two dudes who are like very close friends walikuwa wanaongea. No, this thing, what to say my chain, it's not like a joke. Like, also, yeah. What do that thing? Yeah. Until, like, oh, like if I've been someone, it's okay. And then recently I had a conversation with someone and they're like, oh, that's at its maturity. Like if I've been with someone and I'm not with them any longer and you're when you mse wangu, now you be with them, at that's maturity. Me niko like, really? So I don't know.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think that's right, because there are very many areas being looked over. I don't like the notion of looking above intimacy or like someone you've been intimate with, because there are very many things that go with intimacy that threaten to even destroy your friendship. Because first of all, why are you looking for a girl that your guy, your homie has been with? Like, because for sure they're gonna talk about him at one point. You're not gonna look over the fact that, oh, you and this girl are completely different and independent from you and this guy.
Bro, utenda kuhit yo kitu ulize who's your daddy aseme ni mimi, bro.
Exactly. it's not that him overlooky stuff. Ni kitu itatokea. So,
lazima discuss.
Kuhusu nini, like, see, there's an element of you not being completely honest with yourself. It's the same thing as you, like, and I don't want to attack people who do this. You talking with your ex, it's the same thing. Like, you're not owning up to the fact that you have unfinished business with them.
Well, bro, I think that's different, man.
It's because my podcast of all the three of us, this can do maintain your contact and access.
This is what I think. If like gun to your head, like
Cupid is like, yo, need to do this thing or you cease to exist.
Never gun to your head.
Don't let anyone know. I don't get it. Like, you don't need, you know, sex isn't, or it's not like, you know, being with someone isn't like this badge of honor that.
No, it's not, but.
You get a discount at Chicken Inn just because.
No, I was actually saying it like, in terms of being honest with yourself, like, just acknowledge that, well, we're not over or then some stuff that makes us talk, or like, maybe it's even the guise of friendship, it's there, but you're still doing it. So ili pointifica that you are okay with going out with a chick your friend has been with, it shows A, the friend told you stuff when they were dating, and this is stuff you took to yourself, maybe consciously.
Let's say, Richard, you cancel your girlfriend, whoever or whatever she is.
Cancel your girlfriend.
And then, you know, the next day you come and you tell me, just meanest piece of trash I've ever seen in the world. Man, I don't relate with you anymore, man. You know? And then you know what? You know how, like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we meet at the bar drinking, you know, we're like, oh, you know, this dude, you know, he thinks he's all that, he thinks he's hot sauce. Well, we're gonna show him.
And then bar talk, and then you guys do the thing.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So what do you
think? I don't think this is the thing, even like if extended to even friends, right? I think the degree of how much your friendship means, first of all, like if it's me and you, Jesse, or me and Lee, for example, and then the what happened between you and the person you're counseling, whether it's a girl, by the way, or a dude, right? So to say, for example, Jesse, I remember this time, and sorry for bringing this up, you had beef with this artist who you're friends with right now, but at that time, something had happened about payment and stuff. Now, like, ukakuja ukatu show. Kwambe, hey, umsemi nimemcancel, like, anafanya hivi na hivi na hivi. Hadi si tukafika hapo, tuko like, yo, pitchforks, right? Because, to consider you as a, on the stake na tukamshoot ma arrows, yo mta, VZ, like hunters. Mm. But, you know, it's what exactly happened. Lim says kukon do, alafu bado, unisho leo, like the relationship me and you have, is this close? I love some said to me, for example, a condo or a tusi peruako or something. Then the next day, when you're pale on IG story, niko na yeye tunapiga raha.
Mbaya.
So, no. At auto Juliza, like, Kwani, what kind of relationship do I have with this dude? And I have been in those situations myself. And then niko like, yo, like, at the time, make sure explicitly what happened. I think it's a thin line that mziana fa ku balance, but. Hakuna msa anaweza deny, hata msa atasikize hii podcast, I try kujifanya politically correct. Hakuna msa hajajipata situation akule, like, yo, I think you should have understood my side of things. Like, kila msa udai a sense of, wase ku move to his side na kufeel like they understand vitu zimekufanyikia na wase. Like, unahitaji people on a tribe, on a side, yenye wasana kuget in that.
Because I remember reading a quote that the deepest parts in hell are reserved for those who maintain neutrality in the case of moral conflict. Like, choose a side, in short. I'm cool with them both. No. I'm saying this because I'm a good person and I want to hear your side of the story first. There's going to be that initial, I don't know, pull or take.
Also, because, like, if ume cancel and you're my people and you have, like, this reason I feel if I was you, I relate to, ultimately, I cancel.
Exactly.
Like, you know, hey, umse ame kudia bull. So, ultimately, me rise.
And it's sad that history is just told by winning side. And in this case, you're the winning side because you're the only version where niko a story yako. So, why would I believe? So, nikimona ukimwan cancel, niko like, Allah?
What's happening?
Really. So Jesse, where you cancel Nini?
Jesse,
because then I'm a three around.
Let me naturally, I'm a very like gentle person. Like, I give people like chances they don't deserve. You know, I go above and beyond. But starting off from yesterday, I had an awakening. The Holy Spirit talked to me. And I'm not giving people the time of day to give me shit anymore, man. Me, I'm not accepting smack from people.
So now if I cancel someone, Jesse, do you cancel them?
Fam, if I don't have a stake in whatever is going on, yeah, sure. Mm. I'm going to be a groupie. Why not?
So do you tell your bros who to cancel before they know? Like when I show them, say... I think hiyo ilituapenia na Jesse time fulani alicancel artist si tukaenda tukamcancel alafu 2 weeks later wanamunju on Instagram stories. Kuleka last. Sasa na sisi tulibonga chafu.
I have my reasons.
Hey. So what do you guys think about future msi akicanceliwa? Tuna join then. You have a cancel, man. Chapia.
Napewa cause. Muna join. Alafu mse pia kisare cancel. Alafu na inform.
Eh, bana. Eh, inabidi ime happen. Alafu sasa muna cheki venye on the same front of canceling people, bana. Venye huu Shalin ame canceliwa cause ya kukono watu. Kumbe mkona pesa. Jesse niko show dichanga, man.
I
have a moral obligation
to help this young lady who just got a baby. Helpless young lady on the internet. I was on a raised door. Unajua, hey man, adi David ame raised door. Wasi kwani uko na door aje on the internet to just
give. Angapi 12k?
Hey, 60m bro. 12m. Oh, ilikuwa sharp. I think 12m in 10 minutes or something like that.
12m in 10 minutes. Lafu saini 60.
60, yeah, the last time I checked.
Hey, mad. Ni do kwa any by the?
Zialisho tu wase, like, kaa ni mwe kumekia ngome kakubamba nitumie do. So hata sisi kama si watatu, kama tumwahi kutengenezea episode na ikakubamba.
Please,
ama upozi episode na usare kusikiza. Kwa nini?
Temesha hiyo M-Pesa, man. Richard umekuki ni inspire Twitter, man. Hey, man. Unatuja default stop, napata 8 retweets, 10 comments. Sidi show is zako, man.
they all wanna hear from Ugwe.
From Ugwe? Just yako busy na mastong, sijui ame lose 1 million leo.
Hey, bro. Ana make 1 million kesho. Unajifisi yako wajani tu, alafu waka change bio, ati bio ya Jesse, after me make do, ali make do za stocks mob, alafu waka change bio, ati not a financial advisor.
You love
it. Not a financial advisor.
You know, nilipost hizo maujinga, the next day nika make fantastic losses, bro. Never seen before in this world, but
lazima ukue humble, bude.
Saja hizi kakuruhusu utembea hapa na ego bana.
So Jesse, you advise us to invest in stocks now that you are on that,
bro. Bana, we nunua tu hizo mashamba solo, mse. I think you know, mimi naitajingi cash. Like, hapo ndodo zangu zote ziutoka. Like, food, rent, nini. So, it is either I swim or I die.
Indeed.
So, you know, and your survival is at stake as a man. That's the other thing I realized. I had a date. Can you cut that part from the podcast?
Beat the dick, beat it.
Apana, we. Hey, yo, njeri kona hengi siku hizi, man. Hengi za hawa, sike. Kona date na...
Unajua, Jesse is kwa anishtua, bana. Jesse, when I'm holding in high regard when it comes to these things, bana. Alifanywa career development, you are all in shock.
Man. Udem alitan 21 akapata license mse ya kanisa hao bana. I felt like I was just being used to buy her alcohol, bana.
Alipata kitu kingine ya ku ride, bro.
And that is why as a man
You can never at sit still in this, bro.
Na songa mbio.
Kuna vultures out there. Kuna vultures out there wana beat dick proper na mademo wanapenda kuona.
Let me tell you, number one people you need to be wary of, and I will say this now and I'll say it again. Any man who is currently following a woman you have in your life,
followed by Richard King and two others.
Cause,
bro, can't be me. Naonaga tu pale, liked by Jesse Kimotho and 2,394 others. Nikiingia Twitter, liked by Kibachi and three others. Yani you say, mini cancel mtu, anyway, hacha tu.
People here, the world is evil, bala. The world is extremely evil.
I'm not saying that you have a right to who follows this person or anything, but how is it that I'm saying I'm tagged to, and I see it to come on boys evil? Like, I happened to go around for a good picture, you took it in the cam tag. Then the next time, na ingia kwa profile haki yako, to call a 6 mutual friends. How, what are you doing?
Niggas be thirsty.
And here's the thing.
It's stabbing.
People are not as good. The people you think you have in your life, most of them are haters. Facts.
You think?
Most of them are willing to have pleasure at your expense. So, like, whenever I see people who are ready and willing to do shit like that, I even begin questioning myself, because I'm like, I begin allowing such people into my life.
Right. So do you find yourself in a compromise to have such people around you, by the way, now that we are there?
I did up until yesterday, but fam, I got into a fight yesterday that almost devolved into something else. I'm not at liberty to speak more about the issue.
This is a matter in front of the court.
Yeah, you need to get in touch with my lawyers for further details.
Do you guys think there is a point in life where you reach and start seeing through these things? Because right now it seems like we're dealing with a lot of, you know, issues about knowing who is fake and, you know, who means well for you. Do you think there's a point in life where you'll be able to tell black from white, like, this is a person who is well?
After you've been fucked enough. Yeah. Because
I mean, I can't lie. It's not like we were just vibing. Then when we reach our 20s, it's when we can start seeing people who don't know. We've always known them, even like from 10 years old. But the decision to, like, I'll stay away from them completely. Like, will we be able to be firm in our decisions to and see them from the get-go, not let them get into our lives and infiltrate? Not another kusamati. Ah,
I think to answer the first one, like the party, will we ever get to a point where there's black and white, where you can see if someone is good for you or not? Ni your point in from observation through, like, Jesse's recent scenario, yeah, my friends, ni at, if you can look above your compromises, I think you will have hacked it. Because most of the times, mtu ujipata hizi situations in haujitoi in a toxic situation with someone or with a friend or with someone who is a friend, juu una overlook. Unaoverlook vitu mwoso kwa, like, okay, sawa, ni sawa tu. Ni sawa tu. Like, actually, ni the same thing unafanyanga na dem. Uko, like, okay. Or boy, for our female audiences, that is. Like, iyo kukompromise, uko, like, ni sawa tu, next time, oh, because of this. Unche kika, Jesse alishinda kituambia hapa, jana, ati, oh, you know, these guys, oh, sijui, these guys, tukamuliza hadi the last question, like, so, and then you get to a point where you realize this and compromise actually doesn't favor me in any way.
Any way whatsoever.
So it's looking above the compromise. I think that's how to deal with that first one. I think we can close with this one. Watch trash TV content. Ambayo yenye ndo Jesse ufanya on a regular. What's up with that?
Content. Jesse watches trash content.
I enjoy seeing people in emotional distress.
If so long.
And I watch pranks, loyalty tests.
No, maybe it's because I was cheated on or I cheated. I don't know. But there is something very therapeutic.
That's the one you must have outro.
Oops. At Sisi Watatu Podcast on every single platform, that's where you find us. Personally, at Richard_Okenye. At a Nili or something like that for this other.
Ask me, that's the burner.
And then at Jesse_Kimoto, right?
Kimoto, man.
You're ready.
Yeah, man. Get it out. So, yeah.